Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're finishing B'li Nadar, Beis Hashem. We're going to try to finish the sugya today. Tomorrow, Beis Hashem, at 11 o'clock at my house, we're going to be having a bechina on the questions which I had given out, the written questions. There will be an oral bechina. Bechina will be closed book. There will also be questions on this sugya that we're learning right now. After that, the bechina will be from 11 till 12 o'clock. If there's anyone that for whatever reason feels that they can't attend, I'm asking you now to come over to me beforehand, because I expect everyone to be there. I will be going around the room and asking people individual questions. I will not be posing questions to the crowd and just asking anyone who would like to answer. You will be getting questions that will be asked to you. If you're nervous about not knowing the answers, I suggest you work hard from now till then. Baruch Hashem, we have a very intelligent crew here, and I think that everyone is capable of knowing the answers to the questions. And sometimes it's good for us to have situations where we have a little bit of get a little bit of anxious. It's good to have a little bit of anxiety. Not a lot of anxiety, but a little bit of anxiety. I would like to remind the Olam that we start Shir at 12:15 sharp. It has not changed, which means 12:20. I'm asking everyone to please be here on time so we can get started on time. Okay, my friends. There's lots and lots of work to do. We are in the sugya of Rava. Rava says l'inyan gittin eina kein. Gittin is different than what we've spoken about up until now, and also different than kol haTorah kula. Kol haTorah kula matzina tainus oynis. Anyone know where the makor for tainus oynis is? If I would ask you the question, I'll now ask it to anyone, but tomorrow I'll probably ask it to someone. What's the makor for the din of oynis b'kol haTorah kula? Where'd you get that from? Rashi kind of says that. The Matzinu Tainus Oinus Minatoira, Shanemar, and Nairu Lasasa Dovar. But Gittin is different, and we're trying to search for a Makar for Rava. Mina Leila Rava Ha, and we didn't really find one. Rava tried from one Mishnah, we said it's not Muchach. Another Mishnah, not Muchach. We tried from Shmuel, not Muchach. Ella says the Gemara, Rava Svar Denafshe Ka'amar Mishum Tznuais and Mishum Prutzais. Which in essence means that it's a svar midr abanon. We have two different pshatim. What does that mean? Misvar denavshe? In the Rishon, does it mean Imamish made it up himself? Or he just interpreted that into the Mishnayis himself. Al koponim. Either way, Rava is saying it's a dindr abanon. In fact, the Gemara Mika, midin reisa avigito, reisa ena get, mishum tnuis, mishum prutza, sharina eshesish la alma. Gemara in called the Makayish Adaita Rabbanon Makadosh, Vafkinu Rabbanon the Kedushin Mine. It's a Dinder Rabbanon, and it's because Avafkinu actually makes this Dinder Rabbanon into a Din D'Oraisa. Because once it's Afkinu, so now it's D'Oraisa that she's not Mugureshes, it's not Mukudeshes. Either Lamafreya or Mikana Lahaba. The Ritzo the Rajba say clearly Lamafreya. The Rambam seems to hold clearly Mikana Lahaba, and Rashi is not as clear. It seems to be Stiris and Rashi. On the one hand, since I they get. On the other one, he says, they make the mois me'ikran to matana. Al kotponim, this is the Gemara. We basically finished this version of the Gemara. There's another version of what went down on the base medrash. It's not clear what Rava said. I want to remind you that back in the day, nothing was written. Everything was oral. So without having any clear notes, people can sometimes can remember, have different versions of what Rava said. We have another version that maybe Rava actually said the exact opposite. V'ikad da'amri amar Rava v'chein le'inyin gittin. Gittin is also like this, which means gittin also has a din of oynis begittin. Da'amah kasav Rava yesh oynis begittin. Before we get into that, I'd like to see the top Tosfos. What Tosfos is talking about, because it's very negated for our sugya. Tosfos is talking about this snua, that savra da'onis. So she doesn't have to really be choshish. Says Tosfos min hadin less than the mechosh dilma anasu diruban loyanisi. She doesn't have to conjure up an oinus on her own. Most people are not on us. Lachikar l'tznuas, that's what we call them, tznuas. She's extra frum. Right? Shemachmirin al atzman, avagav, dematzin l'ntzuvi, halachli, they're allowed to get married. So are we going to, so we should tell her go fly a kite? No, she's extra frum, and we're going to try to help her out. Even though she doesn't have to. We could ask the question, the Gemara will ask on Amabez, why don't we tell her she's allowed to get married? Okay, I don't know, I have to see on Amabez how to deal with that. On Amabez, the Gemara speaks about just informing people. Tell her, listen, lady, you're allowed to get married, don't worry, we have to make this whole takana for. We'll have to see. Akopanim says, Toises v'gabe prutzos, like I see in a v'savra. By prutzos, you don't have to change the gear and say over there, savra. Deloy anis. Elo v'amra deloy anis, pirish. Afilu kishieti akol de anis, even if there's word gets out that it's an anis. Amra deloy anis, she herself is going to get up with her brazenness, and she's going to say it's not an honest, that's why she's a prutzos. Or if you look at Shateidahi Atzma the honest, she even knows that he's an honest. She saw that he's an honest. Vechem lo yadu, that's why she's a prutza. She's going against either the assumption or what she knows. Now, this is the part of choices that we want to know for our purposes. Vim Taimar, this is the question. Meis Pesach Yud Beis Chodesh Nami Yehiget. Mehai Taimar. This is going back. Remember the case, the Gemara says, Areze Gitech. That was the Mishnah. We brought in the beginning of the sugya. What does the Gemara say? Gemara says, Einoi get. Meis hude einoi get. Hachala hareze get. So the Gemara thought that it would apply that chala is a get. But akopanim v'alacha is that by meis, it's einoi get. That's clear that meis is einoi get. Says the Gemara. Says Toisus, Vim Toimar, Meis Mesoch Yud Bechesh Nami, Yehei Get Mehai Taima. Why don't we make a get for this reason, Mesoch Yud Beis Chodesh? Dizimnin Deloy Meis, Vesover De Meisu Me'agna V'yasva. So, listen. A man gives a woman a get. He doesn't come back. Does she know why he doesn't come back? No. She doesn't know. So we wanted to avoid her from having any type of anxiety. Okay, a little anxiety is good. A lot of anxiety is not good. So she's going to have a lot of anxiety about the fact she doesn't feel like she could go marry someone else. Min Hadin, is she allowed to go marry someone else? Yes. But she's going to be afraid that maybe he was an Inus, which means maybe he's alive and really he wants to be married to her. And therefore, she won't marry someone else. So for that reason, we want to allay her anxiety. We tell her, listen, lady, even if he was an Inus, what's the halacha? Midrabanan, ein Inus begitten. So therefore you can get married. But we've come up with a new anxiety. But maybe he died. And what's the din if he died? Ein oiget. So you've allayed her fears from the case of, in the situation of Ines, but you have not a later fear that maybe he died.
Why does it matter? I'm saying it was canceled from the beginning.
It's not canceled from the beginning. In the case of Reza Gitech, Im Leibasi Mekar Yud Vizviz Chodesh, the get is not Lemafreya. So she was pointing out, we're not talking about a case where the get worked Lemafreya. Get is mikana lahaba. So if he died, it's not a get. But Dovi is asking a question, let's just get it clear. Okay, but what's she afraid of? Manafshach. If he didn't die, is it a get?
Yeah.
And if he died, he's dead. She's still mutter. What? We must be talking about a case where she has no children. She's afraid she's going to be zakuka liyavam. And that woman is not going to remarry. What? I guess it's not so easy to do chalitza. Talking about the man is her husband's brother is not around.
The fact that she has anxiety that he might die, that makes her be mutter to the yavam. She's not mutter to the yavam. We don't have proof that he died.
No, the other way around. It's like this. She wants to go on with her life. Her husband says there is a gitech and lobasi mekar v'adiyud beis chodesh, and he does not come back. Can she go on with her life and go marry someone else? No. I mean, in theory she could, but she's not going to. She's going to be trapped because she is a tsnua. And the tznuas, she's nervous. Now let me explain to you the chiddush in Tosfos' kasha, my friends. If a woman is married to her husband, and the husband was an oinus, yeah, and then she married someone else, what's the degree of the isser that she's over? Let's say you hold yesh oinus begitten. Yesh oinus begitten.
She's an
ashes. She's an ashes ish. What degree of an aver is she over if she lives with someone else? Chayev miso. What's going to be the status of her children? Mamzerim. I understand high anxiety. That's a high anxiety area. But if there's a woman and she knows either she's divorced or she's a Yavama. Now, what happens if a Yavama goes and marries someone else? Chayvilavin. What happens to the child? Not a mamzer. That should not be high anxiety area. This is a woman that has this. She's got crazy anxiety. She's not going to get married over here. Tosfos' kasha is taking a leap. In other words, I understand there's most tznuas will not marry if there's a question of being an eshes ish. Tosfos is saying the tznuas are not going to marry even if there's a question of just being a yavama, which is just a lav derabanan. And still Tosfos is saying, I want to make a takana for this woman. Yeah, I understand, but there's a degree of how machmir you're going to be. I mean, there's only so many times you wash your hands. Some people wash their hands 10 times. You're like, okay, buddy, you are OCD. It's like over here, it's like, okay, it's chai v'lam. Relax, lady. Probably, he's not, you're probably mutter. So, I understand you're saying, my kids are going to be mamzerim, and I'm going to be chai of misa. I can't. But over here, kids are not mamzerim. She's not going to be chai of misa. So,
She still might be doing something wrong.
But probably not. So because she's probably not, in other words, I understand people are going to be extra machmir if they go to someone's house and they're not going to eat shchita. I understand why they're not going to eat a shchita. But if they go to someone's house and they have a shayla of whether or not the kalim are ben yoima from chalav stam, where and it's only powdered milk, I'm like, listen, okay. There's a heter of Chalav Yisrael, and there's a heter of powdered milk, and it's Eina Ben Yoima, and it's like there's a limit to how much you're going to be Machmir. So over here, he's talking about a Dirabanan. And anyway, probably, he probably is not dead. So like, how Machmir is a woman going to be? We see the Chachamim are careful even for this woman. I want to bring out something over here. This is just an important akuda, which is as follows. I have heard from women, but they're feminists, that the Rabbanan don't care about the plight of Agunas. I don't know if you ever heard this. I've heard this. If the Rabbanan cared about the plight of Agunas, then they wouldn't allow women to be without getting a divorce. There's women who want a divorce and they can't move on with their life. I've heard from women, even women in positions of leadership, that felt that the Rabbanan aren't doing enough. So I'm showing you a Tosfos where the Rabbanan are willing to make like an extreme takana for a woman who is being extra machmir, and all she's going to be is going to be, it's all for just this yavam situation, the chachamar, we're ready to turn over the world, says Tosfos, for her. Even though she's really mutter, and she's not willing to do it. So, you know, not every situation has a solution. When we can solve it, we will.
In the third case, in the second case with by yavam, there's a third option, which is there's yeshay just begitten, and then
we already made it Einonis Begitten. We already made Einonis Begitten. So he's just saying, even though you made Einonis Begitten, you didn't solve the mace problem. So Einonis Begitten, so there's only two options here. Either she's totally mutter, or she's she's Zakukli Yavam. There's no option of her being Chayv Misa anymore, because we already made Einonis Begitten, so we got rid of that problem. So he's just saying, yeah, but we still have, there's still going to be some Tznuos. Some tznuas who are going to be nervous. First of all, if they don't have any kids. Second of all, if they're that frum that they're not willing to be over on the derabbanan, even though al pi halacha she's mutter, we'll make that takana for her. Yes, we'll step in for that woman because we care that much. So why don't we? Yeah, for sure. She should be. It's mutter. But we're not making the takana of the sex figure. We're making the takana for her. Because there's a lady over here that she's not listening to us. We would have told her it's mutter.
How would you make the takana for sex
We're not making a tana for a svek sveka. We're making a tana for a woman. This woman is not being logical.
She has a svek
sveka. We're not making a tana for the svek sveka. We're making a tana for her. Lady, listen to us. You can get married. She sits there and she says, okay, but I'm not. Now what do? We're going to allow her to sit there and just rot the rest of her life? No. We want her to move on with her life, so we'll make a takana for her, even though she has all the reason in the world to be mutter. It's a svek sveka, anadira banan, and everything. Lady, move on with your life. She won't. So we'll make a takana. What's the takana? We should say, even in a case of mace, we should say that it should be a get. Answers taisvis, v'yesh loimar, demisa kala isles. It says you don't have to worry about that. Because even women who are high anxiety, no. That if a person dies, we would have heard about it. We would have heard about it if someone dies. Because over here, you don't have to, women aren't going to think that maybe my husband died. If he died, then we would have heard about it. That's what Tosis says.
What? Just without Adam?
What?
Just without Adam? How does it help now?
Because if we would have heard that he died, therefore she's not going to be nervous that if she didn't hear that her husband died, that he's so she'll move on with her life. So she'll move on with her life. Now she knows that she's mutter and she's not.
Why is that just a kull? Again,
no. Again, really, api halacha she's mutter. Api halacha she's mutter. Divorced. But she's nervous, maybe her husband died, and therefore she's not going to go marry someone else. If he would have died, you would have heard about it. So you could go on with the life. Why would we have heard about it?
No, well, why is she not going to marry? Is it because
of Yibam? She wouldn't get married because of Yibam. Call's going to be enough to allow her to move on with her life.
Tell her that she has to do Yibam.
No, she doesn't have to do Yibam. He didn't die. If he died, she'd have to do Yibam. He didn't die. Obviously, he didn't die. If he would have died, we would have heard about it. Now, it could be that Dovi, it could be Kalisla wouldn't be enough of a svar in general, but we're talking about a lady that's, we're talking about again, there's so many things stacked in one direction to tell her it's mutter, so if you're going to say she's going to come up with this, like, you know, with this anxiety of, well, maybe my husband died. If your husband died, we would have heard about it. Come on, I didn't die. Okay, so that would be enough for her to be able to move on with her life. That's what Taisa says. She could if she wants to. But probably we're talking about a woman that there's no, that chalitz is hard for her. The whole takana is for a woman who's probably, the yavam is not there. The yavam's not around, so she can't do chalitza. He's somewhere overseas, and we don't know where he is. It's not like today you could just Google and find him. She doesn't know where her brother-in-law is. He's in somewhere. He could be in the neighboring town. We wouldn't know. Someone asked me a question that it seems that the Beis Medrash Sheva Ever is like right next door to where Yitzchak lived, because whenever Rivka walked by, he kicked. So what does that mean? Yaakov hid in the Beis Medrash Shem Be'ever. What did he hide? It was around the corner.
He said, we ever looked
there. You could hide it. You could be around the corner. No one's going to know where you are. It's not like today where everyone knows where everyone is. He was around the corner, and he buried himself there. He never left yeshiva. He didn't leave yeshiva. So Esav wasn't, Esav didn't know. He was going to go look everywhere for him. So he never found him. So over here, she doesn't know where the Yavam is. He could be around the corner, for all she knows. But she has no clue. She has no way of finding him. Al kolponim zok the Gemara vayter. Ika da amri amar Rava v'chein le'inyan git. Rava says, no, it's actually gittin is the same. And now we're going to have an identical Gemara, just the Gemara is actually going to be the opposite of what we saw before. Says the Gemara, al makasav Rava yesh oynes b'gittin. And if you learned the Gemara before, this Gemara is really just the same Gemara inside out. In other words, instead of the Gemara before trying to bring a proof to Rava from here, we're asking kashas on Rava from here. Meisve, we ask a kasha. Harei zegitichem lo basi mikan vach shnei masoch chodesh umeis besoch shnei masoch chodesh. Eino get meisu deino get hachal harei zeget. So this is a kasha. So the Gemara lo oilo veim alocha hachal anami eino get. Yigufa kamashman get lachamisen. Get lachamisen to atana leireisha. Duma afukim habe saying the Gemara makes it condensed a little bit. Over here is a little bit longer, and the reason is because the Gemara expects you to remember it from the Amud before. Toshma, me achshavim loy basi mikan vadi shnei masoch chodesh umeis besoch shnei masoch chodesh. Harei zeget my love who adin chola loy meis davka delanicha tepe kamei yavim. Toshma, me ahu de amar iloy meisine mikan vadi shloishim yoyim lahave get to us mesuv klosin yavim paske mar vamalei chazuda asoy vamishmo loishmei masya. So what do you see? It's loishmei masya. See, obviously, einonis begins. The Gemara, no, into the shchiyah shayni kivendi. By the way, I'm asking you to avsed anafshei. Same Gemara. So the Paradis Yitzchak brings down an interesting diak. The Gemaras are practically identical. There's one word that's different in the Gemara before and the Gemara over here, and that's the word Dilma. The Gemara before is when it brings the Brisas, and then after it says, no, the Brisas is because of X. Our Gemara does the same thing, but the Gemara before says Dilma. The Gemara says Dilma lafukim rabbeinu, or Dilma la Dilma la get. You give a question and get achamiso, or Dilma unsud shchiyah shchani. Every one of them, the Gemara says Dilma. And over here on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara doesn't say Dilma. What's the reason? It's the same Gemara. So it says the Paris Yitzchak. Very simple. It's a very simple klal. When you're coming to ask a question on me. The Gemara over here was coming to, I'm saying, when the Gemara is trying to bring a proof to Rava, over here we're trying to say it's a proof to Rava. Listen, maybe it's not a proof. You can't prove it from there. Dilma. So it's enough to say, the language the Gemara uses is Dilma. How could you prove it? Maybe not. But when the Gemara is coming to ask a question on Rava, so Rava is saying it with more authority. It's really the same Gemara. And it's just when the language that we use, when someone says, I prove it to you, maybe it's not a proof. That's enough for me to say maybe, and then it's not a proof. Because proof has to be without a question. So therefore, on Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Dilma, because we're trying to prove, Rava's trying to prove it. Maybe it's not a proof. On Gimel Amud Aleph, we're asking questions on Rava. There, Rava, when his answer says, no, that's not the reason. The reason is because of this. That's the language that we use. So Gemara is just doing the same thing over again. It is. It's that the Gemara does that, and it's taka the same exact thing. And if you know this Gemara, you're going to know this answer. But the Gemara right now is ignoring what it did previously. Okay. Comes in Tosfos and does something very interesting, which is very out of character for Tosfos. Tosfos brings us what's the psak halacha. In general, Tosfos doesn't do that. Rashi doesn't do that either. Rashi and Tosfos are meant to tell you pshat in the Gemara. They're not there to tell you the bottom line from the Gemara. In general, they don't do that. That's the Rush's job, the Riff, the Rambam. Tosfos is really just really an addition to the Gemara. That's why his name is Tosfos. So the Gemara didn't paskin. Tosfos doesn't have to paskin. It's very rare. Tosfos says, "Pasak dir masal ikad amri amar rava v'chein li yigitin pasak rabbeinu chanan al kalish nakama." V'chein paskins that way. The ein oin is begitin v'hevi raya midukah amar stoma shas breisha sholeach. The Gemara like says it almost like matter-of-factly. The Gemara says Einon is begitten. The Gemara doesn't say that we're not sure. Einon is begitten. Yeshon is begitten. Einon is begitten. There's an ikadami. The Gemara says Einon is begitten. It sounds like from that Gemara over there that the Gemara decided Einon is begitten. So that's the way we paskin, says Rabbeinu Chanano. V'chein nira, says Tosfos, and it appears that way in our Gemara also. The Gemara is setting up the same Gemara over here on both sides. On one side, it's a proof. On Daf Beis Amud Beis, it's a proof to Rava. On Daf Gimel Aleph, it's a question on Rava because we switch what Rava says. So these three things, they all sound like they're saying like Rava. Are they a proof to Rava? Maybe not. But is it mistaver that's what sounds like Rava? Yeah, you have to wiggle out with a different way. So what would you rather say? There are three Mishnahs that each one we could wiggle our way out of, or say that all of them are bringing us to the same conclusion. The same conclusion is that Rava's right. Says Tosfos, I'm going to side with that. Rava was really right, which means that we're holding Ein Oynes Begitten, and that's what it seems like from our Gemara too. V'koshelari. V'masik beperek misha achsu. The bain the amar hareza gitich emesi michoel izeh. Bain im amar im loy amen michoel izeh. V'nofel of bias o noshcha nochash o ochle ari to lo have a get. Alma dein oines begitin. Kasha. Says Tosfos, how could you tell me that we paskin yesh oines begitin? Over there, I'm sorry, how could you say Einon is begitten? Over there it seems to say Yeshon is begitten. Why? Because it says, what happens? If a person says, Arize gitech imesi mechoili zeh. It's a get if something happens later. It's similar to Arize gitech imloi basi. If something happens later. What does he say? Imesi mechoili zeh. Or imloi amoid mechoili zeh. I don't get up from this choili. What is the bottom line of all these three cases? His house fell on him, he got bitten by a snake, or he was eaten by a lion. What happened? Where is he now? He's dead. He is dead. So, that's not exactly what he was... he wasn't thinking. These are like really strange things to happen. I mean, he got bitten by a lion, he eaten by a lion, or he got bitten by a snake. That's irregular. That's an oines. And still, what's the din? What's the din over there? Do the loy have a get? It's why is it not a get? Alma do yesh oines begitin. Alma do yesh oines begitin. That's why it's loy have a get. Why in that case is it loy have a get? I thought you said ain't oines begitin. This is Toysis' question. Okay. So, first of all, as follows, Rabbi Yosef, I want to try to explain how this Toysis' kasha is not really going to, is going to depend on how you learn the sugi in general of Ein Oines Begitin. We said two pshatim in Ein Oines Begitin, if you remember. One pshat is the pshat of Reb Chaim, Reb Ochber B'Shem Reb Chaim, which was, what does Oines have to do with Gittin? We said that when a person is an Oines, so then it's not called that he did something. It's not just your putter, but you didn't do it. And he didn't do a maisa of loy basi. That's what it means. Because we said, when a person says, Hariza Gittich im loy basi, he means, this is my get if I don't come. But let me ask you a question. Let's say a person says, Hareze gitech if it rains tomorrow. And it rains. Would you also say, Oines begitten? Why not? Because I didn't make a condition of something that I'm going to do or I'm not going to do. That you could say, it's as if I didn't do it. It's not me. If it rains, that's not me doing or not doing. So therefore, it's going to depend on if it rained or not. If I say Reza Gitech, if it doesn't rain, and it rains, I could say, I tried so hard to stop it from raining. That has nothing to do with you. This is not something that's in your hand, so we don't attach it to, did you do it or not do it? If you say Reza Gitech im loy basi, so then what? I could say, I didn't do a loy basi. It was a question of something that I'm doing. Then it's going to tell you in you. But what happens if a person says Reza Gitech im mesi? Is that something I do or don't do? Not really. A person doesn't choose to die or not to die under normal circumstances. So why is this shayach to the sugya of Oines Begitin, not Oines Begitin? This question basically Reb Shlomo Zalman asks in the Mincha Shleim. And the obvious, we have to say that Tosfos doesn't say like Reb Chaim. And we mentioned that Tosfos meduyik kam upon him, not like Reb Chaim. Tosfos learned the sugya differently. We said that according to the Ran, Nemukah Yosef, the Pnei Yeshua, the Gemara's question is that when a person said, Harizeh Gitech, what was he thinking? What was his das? He wasn't thinking of if I don't come in these circumstances. His intention was, it's not a real sugya of Oines Rachmana Patre. It's just a sugya of when a person said something, what did he mean? Just like when Chazal said, Harizeh Gitech, Higiyaz Man Veloy Nisu. Chazal didn't mean that, you know, that you have to come even when you're so sick that you could barely walk. Chazal meant in a normal case of loy nisu. So when I said Reza Gitech loy basi, I meant in a normal case. So it's all about what your das is. A person says Reza Gitech im mesi. What type of mesi was I referring to? When I die in a normal fashion or I die in irregular fashion? This is a similar type of sugya. Therefore, Tosfos says this is also including the sugya of Yesh Oines Begitin. All of a sudden, he dies from a lion. That's not what he meant. He didn't mean that. Do we look at what he meant? Do we look at what he said? That's the sugya of Oines Begitin. So therefore, Tosfos says this is the same sugya. So Tosis asks, L'chayra over there, that's a case of Oynes. He's an Oynes because he was eaten by a lion, bitten by a snake, or a house fire. Comes along the Pnei Yeshua and asks the Pnei Yeshua a bomb kasha. Asks the Pnei Yeshua a bomb kasha. Says the Pnei Yeshua, hold on a second. In the case of Misa, do we have to worry about Snuais and Prutzais? In the case of Misa, do we have to worry about them? Tosfos said on the top of the Yamed, we saw the Tosfos today, by Misa Kala Islahu. So if it's Kala Islahu, we don't have to worry about Snuais and Prutzais. So what's Tosfos' kasha? Tosfos says over here the din should be Ein Oynes Begitin. Why did we say Ein Oynes Begitin? What was Ein Oynes Begitin? We said it's Din Derabanan, because Shem Tznuas and Shem Prutzais. That's only when you have Tznuas and Prutzais. But over here, there are no Tznuas and Prutzais because of Kala. And that's what Tosfos said himself on the top of the Amid. Anytime it's Mace, you don't make a Takana, Mishem Tznuas and Mishem Prutzais. So what's Tosfos down and saying over here? That it's Mace, you're going to make a Takana, Mishem Tznuas and Mishem Prutzais. Maybe you want to say that maybe it depends on what type of mace. Maybe this type of mace won't have a color. If he's eaten by a lion, or he's bitten by a snake, or a house falls on him.
No one's talking about that.
What?
No one's talking about getting eaten by a lion.
No one's talking about that?
There's no remnants.
People would be talking about that.
If anything, that maybe is more sensational. That's super sensational. What? Oh, it's a different category of oynes. Well, I don't understand what Tosfos' kasha is in the first place. What's Tosfos asking? Mace is out of the picture. Tosfos said on the top of the Yomid. We asked the question. What about the case of mace? Says Tosfos out of the quest, out of the picture. Why? Because mace is a coil. So over here also, we're talking about mace. Mace is a coil. So you want to suggest maybe this type of mace doesn't have a coil? I don't know. If anything, this is more sensational. Someone got eaten by a lion. Maybe you'll say, oh, who saw him get eaten by the lion? No one will see him. But a house falls on him, that mistama people will see. Because wherever the house is, probably there's people.
And the guys so, went on a business trip to China, who's calls him to come back, or Israel.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of questions, no shaykhs. Places up top, we're talking about when we're making the takana, from the Enanis begin, we're talking about because of Tunis and Princess.
Right.
And now, Tysus, we're already after the takana, we already made the takana for everybody. And it's Mishum, the Takana is Mishum.
Hold on a second. But did we make the Takana also in the case of Mace? Antoine on top says you don't make the Takana in the case of Mace. Mace doesn't need a Takana.
But there still is a Takana.
There isn't.
In the making of the Takana, we're saying that it's not an issue. Mace is not an issue.
No, did we make a Takana in the case of Mace?
No.
No. So down here in the case of Mace, this is why you make a Takana, because it's Mace. Mace, there's no Takana. What's the difference? This is a bomb kasha. Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Zokt Rab Amaron Rabbal Yosef Amor Dikatats. Says Rabbal Yosef as follows. Let's get it clear. Every takana has a sibas ha-takana and a getter of the takana. Every takana. Every takana has the reason for the takana and the way the chazal made the takana. What was the reason for the takana over here in our sugya? Anyone know? The reason for the takana? Tznuas and Prutzais. What was the geder of the takana? Ein Oynes Begitin. Ein Oynes Begitin. Chazal said, Ein Oynes Begitin. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Alma kasava rava ein oynes begitin. Why? Mishum tznuas and mishum prutzais. So what's the sibas hatakana? What's the sibas hatakana? Tznuas and prutzais. What's the gedo of the takana? Now that we said ein oynes begitin, do we care what type of oynes it is? If it's this type of oynes, if it's that. What happens if we have an oynes that doesn't have a chshash of tznuas and prutzais? Does it make a difference? No, because the gedur of the takana was ein oynes begitin. Chazal said ein oynes begitin. Finished. Yeah, but we're assuming that that's not, because the gather that there was ain oinus begitten. So what happens if I have an oinus that doesn't, that has a coil, for example? I don't care. Ain oinus begitten. So Toysus down here is asking, Lemais over there, it's a case of oinus. Mace is a case of oinus. If it's oinus, ain oinus begitten. That's it. So Toysus down here is not going into the Siva. He's just saying, oinus, ain oinus begitten. And that's it. You told me a klal. We said, do you hold yesh oinus begitten, ain oinus? You hold ain oinus begitten. You're not differentiating which type of oinus, because that's the get of the takana. The question is going to be, what was Toysus on the top of Dav Gimel and Aleph doing? What was Toysus doing up there? Where Toysus says, no, mace has a kol. Let's look at the Toysus again carefully, my friends. What was Toysus saying? The case was, he said, Hareze gitech, right? Imloy basi mikan vad yud beis chodesh. Umeis besoich yud beis chodesh. He died within the 12 months. Right? What's the halacha? Eino get. Why is it eino get? Why is it eino get? Why is it eino get? Think carefully. Why is it eino? Again, the case. There is a gitech and lebasi mikan vad yud beis chodesh. It's because of ein get lachar misa. It's because of ein get lachar misa. The Gemara says, mace when the get, achala is a get. But mace is not a get because of ein get lachar misa. So what is it going to help to say, tainus oinus begitten, ein get lachar misa? Toysus' question up there was, I have a sibas atakana for another takana. Okay, you're taking care of these women. I want you to make another takana. Make us another takana over here, folks. Not that I wanted this to be included in your first takana. Your first takana was ein get, was ein oinus begitten. That's not going to help you over here. Because even if you say ein oinus begitten, this is not going to be a get. Because and get lachar misa. So what was Toysus' kasha? His kasha was, make me a new takana to make this into a get. What would that new takana be? Mason Megarshim, I guess. Or something like that. Whatever it would be. Toysus says, we don't need a new takana because there's no sibas hatakana for this new takana. The old takana is in place. What was the siba for the old takana? Tznuas and prutzos. What was the geder of the takana? Ein oinus begitten. Once we say ein oinus begitten, it's across the board. I have a case when there's a coil. I don't care that there's a coil.
There's no siba then.
And a chana is no siba. But every time Chazal make a takana, they have a reason why they make takana, but the takana is ein oinus begitten, period. I don't care if you have reason, you don't have reason, this was our takana. Or in the language that the Gemara uses, loy plug. This is what we said. This is the takana. So what were we saying on top that there's no, because there was going to be a different takana up there. Because the takana wouldn't help us over there to say, ein oinus begitten, because over there it's a different problem, ein oinus megarshim. L'choira, says Rabbi Yashiv, loy kasha kushis apnei Yeshua. It's a beautiful teretz, Rabbi Yisai, using this yesoid, which we have spoken about many times, that you have to know how the gedder of the takana is going to be. Al koponim, this is Toysus' question. Toysus answers that there's different types of oinus. There's three different types of oinus. There's an oinsa that's not shchiach at all. An oinsa that no one would have expected. On that, Toysus says, everyone holds yesh oinus begitten. There's an oinus that's very shchiach. On that, everyone holds ein oinus begitten. And then there's an oinus that's in the middle. That's the shaila in our Gemara. Of yesh oinus or ein oinus. Toysus seems to learn that this is a shaila in his das. In other words, an oinus that I never would have thought of, so of course that's not what I meant. An oinus that I obviously thought of course that is what I meant. And an oinus which we're not sure if I would have thought of it, that's going to be the shaila in the Gemara. Do we assume that he should have mentioned it or not? That's the way Toysus learns. However, if you look in the Ra'ah, there's another way of learning this sugya. With this, we're going to close. But perhaps there's different degrees of oinus. We spoke about two different ways of learning the din of oinus. One way is learning oinus is not called I did it. The other way of learning is called I did it, but I'm potter. perhaps there's two different types of inus. If there's an inus that's an inus that's not shchiach klal, it's like a wild inus, that's like not called I did it b'chlal. If there's an inus that's, it's an inus, you're an inus, but it's something that you could have anticipated, then we're not going to hold you responsible. Because the fact is you're an inus. And if there's an ayis that's shchiach, then we're going to blame you for it totally. That could be the way that Rashi would learn the same question of Tosfos, perhaps again in the lumdus of the way that Reb Chaim was saying, that could be the shayla. I'll call upon him, Rabbi, he said, we're going to get back to the Mishnah, Beis Hashem, on Tuesday. The next Gemara, the Gemara is getting back to the sugya of Besul Anisis. We took a little bit of a hiatus here in the sugya of Ein Oynes Begitin. We're going to chazer this and continue, Beis Hashem, hopefully, on Tuesday.